Welcome back, everybody. Gentlemen, Yom Tid up to Daf Chaf Vav of 26, and we're on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Hey and Beis. Says the Gemara more about our concept of Osik Mitzvah, Patur Minah Mitzvah, and who would be Patur from certain mitzvos at certain times. Return on Rabbi Shosh and Rabbi Shah, Chasam Ashosh Vininan, Vacho B'nei Chopa, Patur Minah Tfilah, Uminah Tfilin, Vachayavim B'Kriyashma. So when it comes to a Chasam and all of the groomsmen and all the people that are associated with this wedding and all the members of the Chopa of the wedding party, they are Patur from Tfilah, from Tfilin, but they are Chayav in Kriyas Shema. So Rashi explains that the reason why this would be the case is because they're going to be putz from tefillah because you need kavan, and from tefillah because sometimes they get drunk and they're not in the right mindset, so we can't have them go and wear tefillah, but they're going to be chayav in Kriyas Shema because you only need one pasuk, so you can muster up the courage to go and focus for one pasuk, and that's going to be okay. Mishum Rabbi Sheila Amrusar, they said the name of Rabbi Sheila, Chasan Patr, the Chasan himself is going to be putz from saying Kriyas Shema, Vashus Rinan, Lechob Bnei Chob B'chayavin, but the groomsmen and all the other members of the wedding party, they are going to be chayev to go and say Kriya Shema. Continues the Gemara. Tani was taught in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia says, Kosvei sarmu tefillin mezuzah. So someone who is writing Sifrei Torah tefillin or mezuzah, so a scribe, Hain v'sagrein, sagrei sagrein. So they themselves, the merchants, and the merchants of the merchants to help them get all the products that they need. V'cha uskim melech ha-shamayim, and anyone who is involved in melech ha-shamayim, heavenly work, la'asuyim mochrei tchilas, is coming to include even those who sell tchilas, p'tur mi kriya shema min ha-tfilo, min ha-tfilin, u'mikol mitzvos ha-muris b'torah. They're going to be patur from all mitzvos. Why? L'kayim divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, shei Rabbi Yosi Aglili omer ha-osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. The one who is involved in a mitzvah is going to be patur min ha-mitzvah. This is a major discussion as to when this would apply. Tosfos points out that this would not apply when you can do both of these mitzvahs. This is talking about a situation where you have to choose one. So osik mitzvah is going to be patur min ha-mitzvah in that situation. Big discussion again, not for us right now. Good. Now comes the Gemara and continues. We mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei and Aleph that those who are on their way to do a mitzvah are patur min ha-sukkah. So comes the Gemara now, brings a brisa similar to this. Tana Rabbanan Rav Asur Mishnah Brisa Hochei Drachim Bayom. So someone who's traveling by day, patur min ha-sukkah. By yom, b'chayav and b'lai. They're going to be patur from sukkah by day, but they're going to be chayav at night. So the reason why this would be, Rashi explained, because teshuva came to do it. Just like during the year, you would leave your house to go travel for a trip or whatever it may be, and you wouldn't have to worry about coming back to your house for every meal or for everything. So too, on sukkah, so you're allowed to leave your house. So if you're traveling by day, you're going to be patur from sukkah by day, but when you get back at night, you're going to be chayav at night. Hochei drachim b'lai, someone who's traveling by night, patur min sukkah b'lai, you're going to be patur from sukkah at laila. At night, b'chayav b'yom, you're going to be chayav during the day. Hochei drachim b'yom u'v'laila, so someone who's traveling both by day and by night, patur min ha-sukkah, bein by yom uvein b'lai, going to be patur from sukkah by day and night. Hochein l'dvar mitzvah, someone who's traveling to go do some sort of mitzvah, patur min bein by yom uvein b'lai, they're going to be patur constantly, whether it's day or night, they are going to be patur from sleeping in a sukkah, because they're going to be so worried about fulfilling the mitzvah in the best possible way, so that's when they are going to be patur. So Tosfos here disagrees, and he says this is only going to apply when sleeping in a sukkah is actually going to impact their mitzvah observance, meaning if it's going to make them do the mitzvah in a worse way, then that's when it's going to apply. Otherwise, that's you're not just able to go and get out of sukkah for that. Now comes the Gemara and brings stories of proofs of different Amoraim who basically based their actions on this last halachah. When they would travel on Shabbos or on the Shabbos of Sukkah. So on Shabbos Yontif, they would go to the home of the Reish Galusa to go be Makbil Pnei Rabbo or to go hear the Drasha. Havuganu Arksa Desura. They would sleep on the riverbanks of Surah and would not sleep in the Sukkah Amre. And they would say, why were they allowed to do this? Because Anan Shaluchai Mitzvah, Ananu Peturim, because we are on our way to go do a mitzvah, and that's why we are going to be Potter. Tan Rabbo and Rabbi Son Sabraisa. Shomrei Ir Bayom. So those who guard the city by day, Peturim Mina Sukkah Bayom, Machayav Malay, they're going to be Potter from Sukkah by day, Bachayav at night. Shomrei Ir Balayla. So those who guard at night, Peturim Mina Sukkah Balayla, Bachayav Mayom, they're going to be Potter from Sukkah at night, but they're going to be Chayav during the day. So those who are guarding the city both by day and by night, they're going to be patur min ha-sukkah bein bayom v'imalela. Shomrei gagos, ganos, ubardesim. So those who guard the gardens and the orchards, patur bein bayom v'imalela. They're going to be patur from sukkah by day and by night. They ask the Gemara avalev, they sukkah osam v'leisvu. But these people are sitting there all day and all night guarding these orchards and stuff. Why not build a sukkah there and sit in there? So Abaye Amar, Abaye says, teshu kein tadur. Just like we said before, that teshu kein tadur means that you need to go and dwell in the sukkah like you would dwell in your normal living place. Just like in your normal house, when you're going and guarding the field, you're not building another house over there. So too, when it comes to a sukkah, you wouldn't have to do that. That's the shita. Abaye Rava, Amar Rava says, no, pirtza koral agana, because we're afraid that if you build a sukkah, it's going to block your angle and certain thieves are going to be able to come and steal things without you noticing. My benayu, what's the difference between these answers of Abaye and Rava? Yika benayu, dika mantar karya de pere. We're talking about a situation when the guard is watching a pile of fruit. And since the entire pile is in front of him, we're not worried about a backwards way that the thief can come and take it. So there, we're not going to be concerned that the thieves will come, but teshu kein taduru, that reason is still going to apply. Good. Then we said in the Mishnah, Chol Misham Shem. So we said that the sick and the people who are taking care of the sick, they are all going to be Pater Min HaSukkah. So Tan Rabbanan Rabbis from the Braisa. Chol HaShem, this Chol that we're referring to. Lo Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana. We're not talking about a person who's gravely in danger. El Afil Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. Even someone who's just a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, their life is not in danger. Afil Chosh Beinav. And even if he just has like an eye ache, he's just a Mechosh Biyamav. Afil Chosh Berosh, even if he just has a headache. Vamar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Pam Achas Chashti Beinav Bekisari. One time I had an eye ache in Kesari. Vichir Rabbi Yossi Beribi. Nishon Anu Mishamshai Chutz L'Sukkah. And Rabbi Yossi, who was the major Talmud Chacham of his generation, he allowed me and the people taking care of me to sleep outside the Sukkah. Rav Sharal Rav Acha Bardla. So Rav allowed Rav Acha Bardla Lemingna Bichulsa B'Sukkah to sleep under a canopy that was in a Sukkah, which was big enough to ruin your Sukkah sitting in. Mishum Bakei, because of the mosquitoes that were there that were bothering him. Rav Sharal Eilu Rabbi Acha Barada. Rav allowed Rav Acha Barada Lemingna Bar mitaltulta to sleep outside the sukkah mishum sircha de gargishta because of the bad smell that came because of the spread that was over the sukkah floor. Rava l'tame, and this goes in accordance with Rava's reasoning. Dam Rava mitzta'er pater min hasukkah, because Rava says that mitzta'er is pater min hasukkah. Someone who is experiencing some sort of distress because of the sukkah is going to be pater. Ha nan tanan, but ask the Gemara, is this really true? Because we learned in the Mishnah chol nu misham shem pater min hasukkah that the sick and their people who are taking care of them are going to be pater min hasukkah, which implies chole in mitzta'er lo, which implies that only someone who's sick is going to be Pacha Min HaSukkah, but Mitzna'er, just someone who's having some sort of distress, there's mosquitoes, it's hot, stuff like that, you're not going to be Pacha. So answer the Gemara, no, Amrei, Rava would say, Cholehu Misham Shav Pitur. And when it comes to a sick person, both he and his attendants are going to be Pacha Min HaSukkah, Mitzna'er, but in the case of distress, Hu Pacha Misham Shav Lo? Just he himself is going to be Pacha. So if you're hot, that's going to be enough to let you go inside, or if there are too many mosquitoes for you, that's going to be okay. But all these people who want to come in and support you, that's not going to be okay. They're not going to be pater in that situation. So that's going to be the difference. Good. Then we said, the next part of our Mishnah said, Ochlen Achiel Sarai Chutz L'Sukkah, that someone's allowed to eat a light meal outside the Sukkah. So we have to define, what does that mean? V'kama Achiel Sarai, how much is Achiel Sarai? Amar Rav Yosef Tarte Otzlas Bay. We're talking about two or three eggs. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Avazim Nintagi Nintagi Le Linjish Bahachi, but that's enough to satisfy a person. Avalei Sudas Keva. That really could be a Sudas Keva. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Kidatoyim Bar Bay Rav Ayel Lakala. So no, we're talking about a situation. What's considered Achiel Sarai? It's the amount that a yeshiva student's going to have before running into shir. You know, you're not sure how long shir is going to go. You want to just make sure that you're not going to get starving during shir. So you just take something, put it in your mouth, shove it in your mouth. That's the amount that we're talking as an Achiel Sarai. Next, says the Gemara, Tan Rabban Rav Shimon Shabraisa. Ochen Achiel Sarai Chutz HaSukkah Ve'in Yeshenim Shein HaSarai Chutz HaSukkah. So you're allowed to eat a light meal outside the sukkah, but you can't even take a nap outside the sukkah. My time, what's the reason for this? Amar Ravashi Gzera Shami Yerad Dame. Because we are afraid that your light nap might turn into a long sleep, which is going to be an issue. So he asks Abaye, Amar Le Abaye, Elohad Tanya. And this is really the reason, but we have the following brisa. The brisa says, Yashen Adam Shinas Arai B'Tfilin, that you're allowed to take a short nap with Tfilin on Avalo Shinas Keva, but you're not allowed to sleep in a deeper way with Tfilin. Lecho Shema Yeradim. But if that's really the case, why would you be allowed to take a nap? You should really not be allowed to even take a small nap, because we're afraid that you're going to fall into a deep sleep. When it comes to Tfilin, what we're afraid of is that you're going to go and be wearing Tfilin, you're going to pass gas while you're wearing Tfilin while you're sleeping, and that's going to be a major issue. So I'm Rav Yosef Bereid Rav Eloi, B'Moser Shinas Lachem. We're talking about a person who has someone there, his friend is going to wake him up. His friend is sitting next to him, he's going to make sure that he doesn't fall into a deep sleep, that he wakes him up at a certain point. So we know that this is only going to be a short nap, and since a short nap, people don't usually pass gas, it's not going to be an issue by Tfilin. That's Gemara Maskefler of Misharshia. Arvayich, Arva Tzarech, maybe this person who's supposed to wake you up, maybe he himself is going to fall asleep. So it says, I know we're talking about a situation where someone's putting their head between their knees, meaning this person who's like taking a short nap in this type of position, he's not going to be able to sleep the entire night like that, and that's why we're not going to be concerned. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, different answer. Ein keva lishena. There is no such thing as a nap or as a short time when it comes to sleep. All sleep is going to be considered keva, because all sleep, even short naps, can go and refresh you, and that's going to be enough. Now, these answers are very important because they seem to have major implications for our sukkah shaila. Meaning, if we're saying that it's b'maniach rosh b'mir kavaskin on that, that's a way that we can guarantee that you're not going to be able to sleep the entire night, then maybe that would be allowed even outside the sukkah. But according to the second answer of Rava, that says that there's no such thing as a nap because everything refreshes you, then even a short nap outside of the sukkah is not going to be okay. So this is a big discussion. More on this to come in the next Amud. This is Daf Chav Vav Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.